Mac McGuire and his Harmony Rangers.
Hi, neighbor, what do you know and what do you say? Hi, neighbor, chase all those worries away.
Here's an informal invitation to start the morning with music and a laugh or two, and a serenade featuring that versatile musical combination, Mac McGuire and his Harmony Rangers.
Well, you met the band, and here's that... Hey, that died in a hurry, didn't it? Here's that singing MC of ours, genial, Mac McGuire.
I guess we all worked all at one time there. That was spontaneous and then some, wasn't it? Huh? Gracious. Maybe we just ran down in a hurry. I don't know which. Hey, boys, Mrs. Walter Ellman out in Seattle, Washington, would like to hear us tackle that old Gene Austin tune, When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. How about it?
Oh, we're ready and willing, Mac.
Okay, let's go.
When the sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. Talk about affectionate, well, I'll say this. When she kisses you, you've sure been kissed. When the sugar walks down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Hey, hey.
When the sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. Talk about affectionate, well, I'll say this. When she kisses you, you've sure been kissed. When the sugar walks down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Well, I wanted a little doodad in between choruses, see, so I figured, well, might as well do it myself. Gee gracious. If we don't do it one way, we'll do it another. That we will. Hi, Dottie. You in the mood for a little vocalizing, honey?
Well, that's why I'm here, Maestro. Any new ones for me?
Mm-hmm, that I have. Got one right here from an old buddy of mine. He requested Elmore White. He kind of likes that new ballad, River in the Moonlight, so I thought maybe I'd give it to you.
Well, that was written by those two English gals who wrote Cruising Down the River, wasn't it?
You're just as right as can be. And that song's going great guns over there on the tight little aisle, so they tell me. Even Churchill's singing it these days.
Well, that should be
so
good.
Let's hear the Merrill Tonsils do the song. Huh? Go ahead.
There's nothing like the river in the moonlight on a lovely night in June. There's nothing like the murmur of the water accompanying a real love tune. The gentle swaying of the willows telling you to weep no more. There's nothing like the river in the moonlight, two lovers standing on the shore. The boats all sway as if at play, as the tide just ebbs and flows. The birds above sing a song of love as the season comes and goes. Sometimes the river is lonely till the moonbeams peep above. Still there's nothing like the river in the moonlight to a boy and girl in love.
Hey, I like it. That was very nice. All those little bells in the background really make it sound real pretty-ish, don't it, huh? Mr. Doc over there, I think you're doing mighty fine with those bells, son. First, I thought he was just twanging his ears like you guitars over there, but I found out it was real bells, by golly. Well, let's see, a little dedication. Mrs. L.J. Legore sent us along a last-minute notation here for Corporal Lawrence Legore, who's over in Trieste right now with the 98th Army Band. Says, wish him a 20th birthday, will you, Mac? Well, very happy to. Happy birthday, and hope he has many more of the same coming his way. What do you know? We got an army band over in Trieste these days. What do you know about that, hmm? They play the Adriatic Waltz for us someday. Well, fellas, now let me see.
O'Neill, Private First Class Charles T. Haynes writes from Korea that he and the other boys of the 17th Field Artillery Battalion, C Company, would sort of like to hear, what do you know, a fiddle tune. I don't see any fiddle. They call our outfit the Persuaders.
Oh, that I can understand.
Oh, those heavy artillery boys are real big shots, aren't they?
You might even call them the Sons of Guns. Hmm? Not be very far wrong. Well, they go steady with that artillery, I guess, but... How about that fiddle tune on the mandolin?
That sounds mighty good. Little Arkansas Traveler coming right up.
I wasn't quite sure myself. Well, friends, you know, as we've often commented on our program, we try to make it up entirely out of your request. So you let us know any blessed song under the sun you'd like to hear, and we'll do our best to play it for you or sing it. Just address your cards and letters to Mac McGuire at Box 957, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's Box 957 in Philadelphia. When we get that request, we'll do it for you. Hey, fellas, we had mail from 37 states and from no less than 11 foreign countries in the mailbox this morning. Well, we checked it over carefully, and that really is a mob mail. I like to do a little yodel song for Mrs. Paul Ham out near Minneapolis.
Oh, ye, yes.
Yeah, she didn't say which station she listens to us on, but she does say they like yodels up there in the Paul Bunyan country, so we're going to do this little... Saddle them up and ride them. Business for her, huh? Rocky Mountain Yodel.
I'm gonna saddle my bronco and start to ride to my Rocky Mountain home. Just a little log cabin up on the divide where the bighorn love to roam. I wanna yodel softly, yodel softly while the sun sinks in the west. I'm gonna saddle my bronco and start to ride to the land that I love best. I do yodel, 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 yodel.
He did it again.
Yep. Hey, there's your Rocky Mountain Yodel, a little yodel session for all those nice people. And thanks a whole lot for the comments about our yodel tunes on the show. Oh, Neil, Mr. Ray Taylor out in Millville, Wisconsin, is having a birthday this month. And Perry wants us to dedicate a song his way. Oh, and come to think about it, this is the song that those Pyro gals, Noreen and her sister, over there in Bradford, England, wanted to hear, too. The Jukebox Cannonball. How about
that? That's an easy one to fill. Doc Berry wrote this song, but it's a good song just the same. Well, that's... Across this mighty nation, no matter where you go, in every village restaurant and at the movie show, you'll hear the bands playing the top tune of them all. Just drop a nickel in and hear the jukebox cannonball. It started down in Dixie so many years ago, and then somebody sang this tune up on the radio. Now everybody rides it from spring to early fall. They drop a nickel in and hear the jukebox cannonball.
Come on there,
my journey to glory in the sky. I'll bet my bottom dollar that before I up and die, that you will be scheduled in old Carnegie Hall. The evening's main attraction is the jukebox cannonball.
It was all right.
Well, fellas, here's where we make up for lost time. You know, not long ago, we promised to play La Golondrina for Miguel and the sisters out in San Miguel on the island of Guam. They tune our way every day, so promise is a promise. William, over the oil, make good for our friends on Guam, will you? Golly, that was nice.
Oh, that was nice. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Doc, where did you go last weekend? Doc, you know, you were supposed to go to a housewarming with us, didn't you remember?
Oh, I couldn't, Mac. I had to fly out to Hollywood. A couple of movie stars I know were getting married.
Oh, a big fancy affair, huh?
Yeah, but the groom, he got delayed. His car broke down. But he sent the bride a wire, and that wire proved that Hollywood is quite a town.
Why? What did it say?
It says, "I'm delayed. Don't marry anyone else till I get there."
And that's all I can understand.
I could tell he flew out to Hollywood.
His arms were tired.
Yes, I can tell.
Well, this song bears out that philosophy, Doc. We're going to sing a couple of choruses of "Remember Me." Come on.
Remember me when the candle lights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It'll be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me. The sweetest songs are sung by lovers in the gloaming. The sweetest days are the days that used to be. The saddest words I ever heard were words of parting. When you said, "Sweetheart, remember me." Remember me when the candle lights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It'll be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming, just to know you still remember me.
Hey, that's a pretty song,
very
isn't it?
Nice.
Scotty Weisman wrote that, you know, Lulabelle and Scotty. They're one of the finest harmony combinations in the country. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Coleman in Newportville, Pennsylvania, says her little boy Tommy will be 9 years old tomorrow. Well, wonderful. And happy birthday, Tommy.
Yes, and we want Mervyn Tyson up in Lemoore, North Dakota, to know that we're looking over his songs, and we'll try to work him into the show soon.
Yes, sir, we sure do.
Well, I've got a request, Mac, for Mrs. Robert Kendig in New Jersey, Mac, for any time. Can I sing it now?
Why, certainly. Hop right to it, son. We're waiting with bated breath.
anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. Anytime your world is lonely and you find true friends of you, anytime you see your rainbow, that will be a sign the storm is through. Anytime will be the right time, any old time at all will do. Anytime you say you want only my love, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Hey, by the way, our thanks are in order to Velma Hudson in Hereford, Texas, for the very nice letter, and to Georgia Kofink in Philadelphia, too. And now that sort of brings us up to hymn time and a beautiful bit of philosophy that we'd like to pass along to you. The Rock That Stands Alone.
I built my church on a rock for thee. The foundation shall always stand. And if you seek, you will find in me a haven of peace at your command. Yes, it's waiting there just to comfort thee. Our Savior will welcome each guest. Now he shed his blood to save mankind. Trust in him, and you will be blessed. Yes, I am the rock that stands alone, a rock where all sinners can atone. My church shall last forevermore. I am the rock that stands alone. Hello. I always enjoyed that little hymn, and so we thought this morning, rather than sing it, we'd like to recite the words to you. They have so much meaning. Well, sir, friends, if you have a favorite song, we sure wish you'd let us know about it. You just send a card or a letter to Mac McGuire, Box 957 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mm. We'll do it for you. Oh, speaking of songs, Mrs. Maddie Hastings down in Big Fork, Arkansas sent us a real nice one, and we'll give it a careful looking over, too. But here's a brand new one written by one of our listeners called Storytelling. So let's hear it, fellas.
was very nice, wasn't it, huh? Really fine. Hey, fellas, I noticed we had a request for mule train for Dennis and Clifford Jr. Hebert of Abbeville, Louisiana. Well, I'm going to save that for a few days. We'll get it on for you real soon, though. You just keep on listening, won't you? And Sally Kupel wrote to us and said that she wanted us to do one for Dick Baines over in Korea, boys. Let me dream.
If I know the Army, he's probably wishing that they would let him change that to let me sleep.
Probably a lot of truth in that.
Now if I close my eyes while we kiss goodnight, and if I dream a while of this lovely night, let me dream. Let me dream while I'm in your arms. Hold me close to your heart till the break of dawn. For it's you and your love I'm dreaming of.
Very nice. Hey, you know, I was written by the same fellas that wrote Sin. You remember we used to do every once in a while? Sure enough, it's a very fine tune. Oh, Dottie, honey, kind of looks like you've got a fan in Mike Santangelo of Landisville, New Jersey. And he kind of wants you to sing one for James Canizzo with the Air Force out in Denver, Colorado.
Well, perhaps he might like this one, Mac.
Uh-huh.
It's called An Old Victrola.
Perhaps.
There's an old Victrola standing in the parlor, symbol of the treasures of the long, long ago. There's a snow-haired lady sitting in a rocker, thrilling to the measures of the songs that she cherished so. She plays an old-time waltz. They were quiet. Once again, in memory, she dances with my dad. There's an old Victrola playing on my heartstrings, though the rocker's empty, she is there. Rocking to and fro.
Harmony Rangers comes to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.